book about the Washall Mummies case over here. This case over here, how can you make a missioner like this? So you've got, they're all covered in the plastic. Actually, this one's already opened up, let's take this one out. Let's say I want to only use one, right? So I'm quite happy to make a letter mission like this. I want to have one sealed and one in the, one open. So we said yesterday that my submission may possibly take okay to do it. Someone over this yesterday to arrive from the stipe. The stipe said that on Arab Pesach called Shabbos, so a person wants to make a letter mission in the morning. So he's probably very short with his bull because he doesn't use many of them. He's only got one, let's say, and he wants to use a lechem mishnah, he wants to use a matzah. So he wants to get a matzah, but the thing is, he's scared, he doesn't get the challah touching the matzah. So you put the matzah, in like a plastic bag. But that's very much b'shas atchah. It could be that case as much, if you've got a lot of choice, you don't want the matzah to touch the challah. But it's not a rye that normally it should be like this. The mice, many poskim seem to say that it is okay to have it in plastic. Others are a bit more mild. I would say one should take it out of the plastic.
Although you can't eat the matzah, you did say yesterday that we have to eat the...
Someone else was saying, but I say it's roy for children, actually. Someone said to me yesterday, it's roy for children.
Children can eat the matzah.
Someone's not buying a chemical mushroom, it's an interesting point we're saying. It's very good oral, that, yeah? L'chol, an Arab Pesach, one's not Latin, but it's also, I believe you shall me, it's also Medina to eat matzah. So l'chol, that's not really roy for lechem mishnah. So on that, someone said to me yesterday, it could be the mice, it's roy for a child. Child member to have it, so it's not mamish called all right. It's an interesting point. I don't know, it's a good point. Yeah. Then that was about wrapped in plastic. We spoke about frozen actually. This is frozen, came straight out of reason. This actually. It's frozen challah. We also spoke about yesterday when you came for lechem mishnah. Most possible hold is no problem because it can become roy. It's really nothing wrong with it. Sort of vost is a bit more machmor. Vost holds that has to be the shas you make the batiyas and when you make the lechem mishnah. At that moment, there it should be roy lachina. So he holds, he says himself, he knows other people are makeup, he holds the challah, should be roy to eat at that time. Well, Shlomo Zalman also says that it's a very hard challah, it's just like a stone, it's very rock hard, which is a mummy stone. He says also the challah, I think one should also try not to use it. Okay, that's an interesting point.
It's not even interesting.
A challah shulu, we said you can give it, even though you're not going to be able to eat it, you have to give it back. The person wants it back. You borrow from a neighbour, he says, I need it back, I'm short myself. But you go to Shabbos Shita's Taka often, very often, the you borrow the bulk from the next person, but he needs it as well, he needs it for himself. So the Maisa, we said that you could be Yotzer with that. We said it is okay, one can be Yotzer with that as well. And we said also, he said, the Moshe, someone makes, for example, he forgets to make Lechem Mishnah, so he starts the Suda without lechem mishnah, in the middle of the meal, he realized not made lechem mishnah, so there's an Indian to take lechem mishnah then. Actually, very chiddush, actually, wants to take lechem mishnah in the middle of the sudah. Cake should not be used with lechem mishnah, unless you're going to use a lot of cake, which you're going to eat in the middle of the meal, you can wear a sudah on. But otherwise, one shouldn't do that. And we spoke about matzahs yesterday, also interesting. So we said, pass the matzah, we can use the shadow, how much you can use for a matzah. So we said, I wrote down the shi yesterday, the normal machine matzah is the chayra. What is it? Just a, it's a half, just under half is a kazayis. So a whole one is a kabetza really.
An MH matzah.
Yeah, the kuz one's a bit smaller. So we said that already before. Lechem mishnah, one should use a kazayis. But ideally, when a person makes lechem mishnah, he's washing with his hands for antis yadayim. He's making a brocha antis yadayim. So when you make antis yadayim, you should have a kabetza. That's what a person should have. Okay, then we said that also bread must be roy for the meal, so we said the washer in Eretz Yisrael, where someone's forgotten to take challah, he forgot to separate challah from his challah, he can't use that one for lechem mishnah, it's not roy lachila. In Chutz La'aretz, we said the person can use it, he can just leave over and take afterwards, that's okay. In Eretz Yisrael, where you can't use it over Shabbos, then a person can't use it. I don't know if you mentioned this, but really, a person can only make lechem mishnah two shlemas, really, that's the ideal, two shlemas. If a person hasn't got two shlemas, they're expected to use one and a half. It means one whole shalim and a prus or something. I think they say that you've got no shalimus, let's say, when you've got pieces of bread, it's still better to make 2 pieces of bread. 2 pieces are still better than nothing at all. The eating of 2 pieces is meant to be ramas or something. Okay, that's outkind of what we did yesterday. Now, let's start moving here. On a weekday, when a person, for example, wants to cut a challah, so what happens is normally a person will make the bracha, well, first of all, he starts off like this. He takes the knife, and before he makes the bracha hamotzi, he'll cut into the challah. He'll make a little line in the challah. How much can you cut into the challah, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, so you could really cut almost all the way to half, almost. The mice, it's risky. If you cut too much, let's say just under half. The criteria is if you take the weaker section, hold it out, will the rest come with it? If it's not, then you've lost your mile of shalom. It's not the end of the world. During the week, it's not the end of the world. Of course, the mile to have shalom. We would like to make a broch on a shalom thing, but if you haven't got shalom, it's still all right. On Shabbos, you need to have lecha mishnah, a complete bread. So therefore, on Shabbos, the minhag is that you only make a slight cut. So what you do is you take the challah and you make, let's say, a slight cut here. Now, as I said, I find this very problematic, the slight cut, because normally by the time you find where you make the slight cut, it takes even longer than to find it. And I say, it looks like that's the minhag klal yisrael, so it shouldn't spend too long. What's the idea of making this slight cut? Why do you do this? Yeah, it's meant to save time. The point is that after you make hamotzi lechem and aris, you want to minimize the amount of time.
The truth is, it takes you longer to look for that cut.
I'm saying, it's an interesting thing. So I don't know what we're doing wrong, it looks like we're doing something wrong. But that is the mini. It's a mini, which is close over what one does. It has to make a slight cut in the challah in order to make the broch, to make it like you've got it as close as possible to the. What do you call it? Now, I'm not taking this out of classes, but normally what happens is on Shabbos, all the meals besides Friday night, you have one on top of the other, so you use the top challah. Besides Friday night, on Shabbos morning, Shabbos Shudders, on Yom Tov, all the meals, no chilek on Yom Tov between night and day, all the meals, you have two cuts, one on top of the other, so what you do is you make a cut, before you start, you've got it underneath the decal, you make a little cut in the challah, and you cover it over again, and then you make your hamotzi lechem and aretz. What do you do when you make hamotzi lechem and aretz? Where are your hands when you make hamotzi lechem and aretz? So a lot of people, I've got to bring half my foot, let's say this is your challah decal over here, right? The some people hold it on top. The mice in halacha it says, right? In halacha it says one should hold both of the loaves 5 fingers on each, something like that. What's the ideal of 10 fingers on a challah? Actually, this halacha applies during the week as well, yeah? When a person makes hamotzi during the week, it's the same halacha. This halacha doesn't change. A person should put 10 fingers on the
bread
or on the roll, wherever he's making. Why 10 fingers?
Ten fingers.
To do with it. What are 10 fingers on him? I wrote it down actually, it's quite hard to remember. What were the 10 things you had to do? The 10 things were. First one was the Shabbat Chamor Yachdov. Let's just see what we can find here. The 10 things. Yeah, you mustn't do Harisha with a Shabbat Chamor together, number one.
Mm-hmm.
When you plough the field, that's the beginning, how you start. You mustn't plough together. The Sizra Sotcha Klein, you mustn't put Klein in the field. Then you've got Leket Shechor Peah, that's 5. Then you've got Truma Gedolah, 6. Meister Rishon is 7. Trumas Maisa is 8, Maisa Sheni is 9, and Challah is number 10. So there's 10 mitzvahs associated with the bread. So the meaning is to put 10 fingers on the bread. And it looks like ideally one should do this underneath the decal, yeah? And not on the cover itself. Something on the cover itself. The Maisa looks like it's better to do it on the actual cover itself. Yeah? Okay, that's interesting. when you say Baruch Ato Hashem, so one's like this. Right, I'm not frightened up for the time being. Two cards like this. I've got 5 fingers on here, 5 fingers on here. I say, Baruch Ato Hashem. As soon as I say Hashem, you should lift up the challah, it looks like. You say, Akeli Melech Ha'olam HaMetzi Lechem and Oretz. You take it off and then you cut it. On Friday night, I'll be Kabbalah. It looks like you're meant to use the bottom one. I don't know why. If I knew the answer, I wouldn't be here, I don't think. If I knew why the Kabbalah is supposed to do it, yeah? But up in Kabbalah, you take the bottom one. So again, because of the Torah, unfortunately, I'm saying there's a problem of Eimar Vigal Mitzvahs. So it's not nice, you've got the Rosh, let's say you've got like this, and then you go for the bottom one, it's degrading for the Mitzvah, yeah? And they say, I'm waiting for mice actually. Someone once came to someone's house, I'm sure I said this over before, someone once came to someone's house on Friday night, he was invited as a guest. Anyway, he walked in with her husband. They came into the house, they sat down with the husband, said, yeah, he said, right, I understand. You have 3 hours to prepare the whole meal. I just said, the table's not set, this is not set, I can't stand this. It's rubbish. Surprising. That's a long time to prepare the meal. Anyway, the wife was very embarrassed and imagine I would also be. And there was a lot of bushes going on there. Anyway, my still meal carried on, was a bit embarrassing. And then the guest, a clever guest this one, he said to the husband, do you know why you cover the challahs actually? The husband said, there's a few reasons actually, but one of the reasons is that because you know you make a bori priya gofen for hamaitzi, and it's embarrassing for the challah really. He said, yeah, we're quite embarrassing, isn't it? Be careful not to embarrass them.
What about Malachim there?
Yeah. Well, I have to think about it. I have to answer none of these things actually. So I've just heard someone say tonight, actually, from the Rekeach, a really voice, that Moshe Rabbeinu went out with Pinchas to the people who came back from the fighting. Why did they go out? I think Rekeach, I didn't check out, but he says, the Meister, the Rekeach says that they were embarrassed for the Nassim who were in the camp, because of Shimon, what happened to Shemit Shimon. Shemit Shimon had done this away with Cosby, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to embarrass him, so he went out of the camp to see all the women and everything, and sort of tell them off. He didn't want to do it inside the camp, so be careful not to embarrass someone. Anyway, the kids are coming back over here, so now you've got your challahs over here. So Moshe, what you do is, so on Friday night, the minute is, now what you do is, you stick the bottle one out nearer to you. In other words, like there's no mavin amisa, because that one's nearer to you. That's what you do. So let's take it now. So you made your bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, kemen atah Olam. Mitzvah lechem ha'aretz. Sorry? By Hamaitzi as well, the word Hamaitzi. So by Shem Hashem, I didn't see Hamaitzi. Could be. Actually, Hamaitzi itself lift up. Could be. I haven't seen that. Right. Now, what you do is, after finishing the bracha, now this is interesting, is I never realized this. Why was it the Balakos now? So he's finishing the bracha. So Baruch Hatar, let's make up a practice run over here. So Moshe on Friday night, let's say. So you start off with your Kat Elchala. Now, it comes to, you make the bracha, Baruch Hatar Hashem, you hold five fingers on this one. Baruch Hatar Hashem, lift up a bit, Elkeinu Melech HaOlam, Hametz Lechem HaOretz, you pull out this one. Now, you've made the cut in this challah. It looks like, Api Halacha, a person should make the cut, the bigger chelek should go towards him. So he cuts the challah, and the bigger chelek goes towards him. Now it looks like from halacha that, I never realized this, it says that clearly you have to make a bigger chelek for yourself. But I just saw today, it looks like from the posture that what one should do is that bigger piece one should cut for himself and leave it by him to eat during the course of the meal. To show that he's going to iron yotha. Because normally a person doesn't cut off a big size for himself, it's not nice. It looks like a rough solace, it looks like a gloomy thing. But on, what do you call it, on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to eat, therefore you're allowed to cut off a bigger piece and keep it by yourself. And then you give out to everyone else the lechem mishnah. I must say, it was an interesting shayla that happened a while ago. It was actually bought, an interesting halacha. There's a woman who went to hear Mikra Megillah. I must say, I heard this shy because I was walking back from shul and she had to ask me, so it was a very interesting question actually. No, but she got a very early shy, it was Purim morning. It was her first minute before net, 6:30 in the morning. And on her way back, she said to me, the problem was she came into the Megillah reading and she missed the bracha. She missed the brachas. But she came in just before the Malkurah started the Megillah. So she thought that while the Malkurah is saying the Megillah, she'll say the brachas herself. Is that okay? Strange question. That means, can you be Yotze Shemea Ka'ona while you're doing something else?
She catches up the words.
Oh, if she catches up the words, I'll be all right. But she didn't catch that word. She says that she's doing two things at once. She's listening, she's making Mikra Megillah, at the same time, she's listening to the Baal. Is that okay?
So I'm speaking in the middle of Kiddush. I'm telling you something in the middle of Kiddush.
Oh, so that's an interesting point. So here's an interesting halacha, it comes in Chayla base. Very interesting halacha. I'll tell you where it's negeh, Shaila. Lebosha, normally what happens is a person wants to have lecha mishnah. So normally one person, per household, let's say it's one household, one person makes hamotzi and everyone else listens. What happens is some people are schlepping. Some people, you're sitting at the table, you're ready for hamotzi, and they're busy in the kitchen, I don't know what, so they're getting ready to wash their hands. So first of all, let's say before they wash their hands, can they hear hamotzi from you? And be Yotze, and then they'll wash their hands, make antisidayim, and come and sit down.
Yeah, it's not doing anything.
What?
You're not doing anything.
Just I have certainly. You've got a whole order wrong. Yeah, you've got a whole order wrong. You've got, in fact, they say it's not doing anything wrong. It's before the Washington Sedayim, then I can't wait for them. It's taking too long. So I make the bracha, they're listening. They answer on me. Then they go and wash their hands. They break the bracha on this Sedayim. They dry their hands and come and sit down. They don't make a new Amish Stephanos, but they've been yet to a my Amish Stephanos. Is that good or not? What?
I would say yes.
Oh, sure. How many minutes or how many minutes?
No,
on
the
years
of the Rucha.
How much? Can it be good? That's the question. Can it be good? How much Stephanos?
They heard the Rucha. Why not?
Can, if they made a little Rucha, make it
up. Why not?
I would say yes. I would say educate
your
guests.
Yes.
He's saying the Hefsuk. They made Hamoisid Echman Aret, Kilu, and then they made them laugh.
By the time I sit down, they would give me challah to everyone else. It's the same thing.
I haven't spoken
anything.
Is what is Shemei Koine? You know, the big question is Rashi Tosfos. What happens in the middle of Shemei Esther if someone's in the middle of Sadik Shemei Esther and he hears Kedusha? So Rashi says what you should do is you should be quiet, you should listen. He stops and says, "Straight toast, I can't stand. How can you stop the wish? It's a Shemei Koine. In fact, you said it. It's like Hefsek in the middle. Well, it's a good kasha. But Rashi, what does Rashi do with this kasha? So the Meister, unfortunately, said that Rashi learned Shemei Koine. It's not like you're speaking. It's a chiddush that Shemei is as good as speaking. The hearing, you're yotzer with hearing. There's one way of making a bracha to actually say it. And there's a new chiddush. Now you have to actually say a bracha. But all you have to do is just hearing it. Tosfos learns that Shemei Koine means Shemei listening is like saying it. So afraid Tosfos, if Shemei is like saying it, it's like speaking in the middle of Shemei, you can't do it. So that's Tosfos' question. But Rashi Lechora learns that Shemei Koine is a new chiddush in Shemei. And therefore here, unfortunately, it's like okay, actually. That person can do this. If a person can do this, he can make, he can't wait for everyone, it's taking too long. They're schlepping. Then there's the chora. So the Meister, they haven't washed the design yet. They're getting ready to the sink to wash their hands. And the Valakos is impatient. He's hungry. He wants to start already. So he said, "Look, I'm sorry. I'm starting already." He said, "I'm making a bracha. I'm mighty loud. Listen, answer amen." They answer amen. Afterwards, they'll wash their hands and say sedayim. They make say sedayim. They sit down. They don't make hamotzi again because they've been raised already hamotzi. And then they yotze with this thing over here. So the Shark Siyam, what about in the middle of Brocha Antis Sedayim? That means they're in the middle of Brocha Antis Sedayim and this guy makes a motzi. That's much worse.
Why is that not Hasuda?
Because first of all, it's probably Tzurich Hasuda. It's not worse than Gobbin Atura, you need it. It's all it's Chedek Hasuda. Because he's right, I must say, it's not ideal, is it? I mean, the Chachilah is quite right, actually. The person who's making a motzi should wait for everyone to sit down at the table and to answer me. That's
so
true.
So he should wash less.
Yeah, I must say, I was once by a very choshul rov, actually. Very choshul rov. And when I saw I was there, so he said to me, I should go for that. I said, Rosh, he said, the Kovod is to me to wash last, he said, actually. That's the Kovod, because he's got at least Hefsek. See, his Kovod is that he washes last, like, so since then I was washed last. That's why he said it's like it's interesting how about that. So he washed last. So ideally what should happen is that you're supposed to wait. That means really the person who's making hamotzi, he should wait then once it's on the table. We're talking about the guy's impatient, he's hungry, he hasn't eaten all day, he's in a bad mood, he wants to make hamotzi, he wants to start already, he wants to edge people on already, he wants to get people cracking, it takes too long. So he decides that look, I'm making hamotzi now. So if it's before it's dying, then there's no problem. The shine is what happens if they're in the middle of it's dying. I haven't got time to show it to you now, but finally remember the Shad Sian says in that case there's a problem. If they're in the middle of making the bracha and it's a dayan, then you've got a problem. Then they can't be yotzei with your hamotzi. Because they're in the middle of making the bracha and it's a dayan, they can't do two things at once. They can't actually also be yotzei the bracha and it's a dayan. So in that case there, they're going to have to make their own hamotzi, which we'll see is not so simple. Because you have to have a hamotzi or a lecha mishnah. If the guy's already cut the Lecha Mishnah, you weren't yotzei the Hamotzi, and now it comes to you when you make your own Hamotzi on that, you're not making Hamotzi on Lecha Mishnah. He's not yotzei Lecha Mishnah, he's got a problem. Even though there is a minute, which we're about to speak about, some people, even it's a common minute, this actually, not so common, but people do it, they hear Hamotzi from the Balabos on Lecha Mishnah, and then when it comes to them, the bread, they make their own Hamotzi. It's like interesting what they're doing. Chayr, that means they don't want to be yotzei on Lecha Mishnah with him. We have to speak about it. All right.